keep the devices in your home protected from Wi-Fi threats with Xfinity XFi. If it's connected, it's protected. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll get fast speeds and the best in-home Wi-Fi experience with Xfinity XFi. And now, you can get advanced security for free when you get the XFi Gateway. That's a $72 value per year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store to switch today. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Awakening You podcast, reminding you that the answers are within. My name is Scott Goyette, and I'm your host. Each week in this podcast, I will be sharing some simple yet very useful tools to help you dive deep and discover how infinitely powerful you really are. The show is based on specific growth models created by the Go Love Now movement that will help you choose love and move through your fears. The Love Model, L-O-V-E, stands for listening, observing, voicing, and empathizing. The fear model, F-E-A-R, stands for forgiving, eliminating beliefs that no longer serve you and may have never served you, accepting yourself and others where you or they are at in their journey, and rising up and becoming resilient. During each podcast, my amazing guests will share their experience with using these tools and how you might benefit from using them as well. All information shared during this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Nothing from this podcast should supersede the directions of a doctor or mental health professional. So today, I have as a special guest a good friend of mine from Austin, Texas, and he's here in the studio with me. My good friend has owned multiple bars. He's an amazing artist. He goes to the gym religiously, where I see him all the time. And most recently, he is the founder of Boss Man Brands, and that's grooming products for beards. And he's even jumped into those who like to be a little more clean shaven. He's got products for them as well. Here's my good friend, Stephen Condon.
How's it going, everybody?
Life is good. Life is good. Well, thanks for being on the show. And as we talked about earlier, I'd love to hear a little bit of the story of, you know, how you were an entrepreneur in so many spaces and you've been so successful. Let's start with opening up all those bars.
Oh, man. I was in the service industry pretty much my whole life. So all the way from 16 waiting tables, all the way to working the door, up to bartending, bar backing, all that. And then decided to design my own business plan since I have a degree in graphic design and branding. So start my own business. So I started, my first bar was an art gallery. It was an art bar and gallery called Canvas Bar and Gallery, where I'd paint live every like Friday, Saturday night. And that was my first entrepreneurial endeavor.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was successful for about, I think that we ran for about 8 years, 7 years.
Nice. And you've owned a few other bars in Austin that have been pretty successful as well. I know most recently that you jumped into Boss Man Brands. Tell us about that and how that started up.
Like I said, I had a degree in branding graphic design, so I was kind of fading out of the bars. I was just getting exhausted, drinking too much. I was basically drinking to be able to put up with customers, which was not a good thing. So it was time for me to move on to the next chapter of my life and maybe use my degree a little bit better, a little bit more. So I was like, okay, I need to create a brand. And about 8 years ago, I started growing my beard out, actually. And noticed there wasn't any products really in America that were actually taking care of the itchiness and the tightness of a beard that, you know, happens on a men's face. So I did a little research and saw over in a UK, that whole barber scene was kind of, they were kicking it off. So I started pulling their products and checking it out and researching it and started cooking it in my kitchen and testing it out on my big ass beard. Mm-hmm. And what worked and what didn't. And then that's when it all started. So been adding products to it since, and it's just blown up. I kicked it right in time before the beards.
I love
craze
it.
Happened.
I love it. You're at Whole Foods and all the big places. I see you out in the stores. So you kicked butt in the bar industry. You did very well on jumping into Boss Man Brands. And I know you've also recently had an art show, and your artwork is nothing short of phenomenal. Like, tell us about that.
Appreciate it, man. I've been painting or drawing, I guess, my entire life, but I've been selling art since I was about 18 years old, 17 years old. I just do some large scale hyper realism, sometimes abstract, just try to keep it creative. I don't really stick to one style. I get a little bit bored. But yeah, just had an art show. It was pretty successful. I've hidden my art for the past, since my bar, basically, Canvas. So it was my first show really in the past, I think, 15 years. So I think I'm going to pull my art back out into the public, and I'm back. It's feeling good, you know. It's making me happy again to paint. It was forceful back then, and now it makes me happy to paint, and it's not as
tedious.
Yeah, tedious. I'm not doing it for the money. So it's more of my hobby and side money.
Nice, nice, and you just love it. So, you know, I'm sure the audience members are listening, going, so that's great. So you've got somebody who's super successful. Life's been really easy for him. Is that true?
No, it's not been true. I've, had my ups and downs and gone through everything just like everybody else, you know. Of course, the bars, and had my ups and downs through the bars and my problems with alcohol and alcohol-related issues. And, of course, boss man, it's stressful, you know. I went from closing down the bars to starting a business and shipping them out of your living room and going through the stresses of, you know, not having money and just going after your dream. And so I've been through the ups and downs of all of that.
So I know a lot of my good friends do very well financially because they've got jobs that they've kind of fallen into. And I don't mean fallen into, but, you know, you go to college, you start at a certain rank, you move your way up, and on paper, you're financially doing everything right. But a lot of those people lived in a space of comfort and didn't take the challenges to really be who they wanted to be. They took, I'm not saying the easy path, but the path of least resistance that also was groomed for them. I'm hearing that you did things your way, and I know there were struggles. How did you handle those things mentally, emotionally, and what did that look like?
Well, I guess, you know, in my bar times, you know, of course I was having fun, you know, that was always fun. But towards kind of the end, I was kind of drinking a lot to numb my senses. So, you know, I wasn't being the best owner of, you know, these bars, and I was, you know, just, I was having a great time. I was really good at masking my, you know, feelings of where I was at in life. So I was drinking a lot, doing shots with these guys, and, you know, and that was kind of my medicine back in those days. And it got me in trouble, you know. I've got 2 DWIs from that whole situation. You know, there was no Uber back then, but, you know, it's still not an excuse to drink and drive. So I've been in trouble for it, and that's kind of how I was numbing my senses through that. And that's one of the main reasons I got out of that. You know, I've always had kind of an issue with not necessarily anxiety, but more of a, we were talking about it earlier. More of an anxiousness I've kind of had my entire life. Since I don't drink as much anymore, I still kind of had that anxiousness through Boss Man, because Boss Man's pretty stressful, you know. I mean, it can get stressful with everything going on, all the way to logistics, package problems, anything. I'm not perfect, so I go through meditation. I'm a big meditator. I got deep into meditation probably about a year ago. I was going about an hour, you know. I work out religiously, so I've never not done that. So I was doing everything right, but the anxiousness just wasn't going away. So I was like, all right, well, my business partner is ultra successful guy. You know, he kind of told me his secret, and he was going through, he was like, maybe you should think about trying an antidepressant. I was like, well, I've never taken a medication in my life for anything. So I was like, I'll try a few, or try it. So the minimal amount, you know, so tried probably 4 of them. And I landed on the one that he takes. And I have another friend that takes the same thing. So I landed on the most minimal amount of Lexapro. Not trying to promote a brand here. And like they say, for everybody, like, try everything out, because everybody's brain is different. Wires different. And I wanted something that, you know, just got rid of the anxiousness, but I don't feel like I'm on. That's exactly what I got out of it. So honestly, man, that's the best thing that's like happened to me in the past year, is like, I literally don't even know I'm on anything. And I got a month later, I got to think back and go, man, I didn't get anxious one freaking time. Amazing, man. So I found my little helper, you know, and hope, and I did try to wean off of it for a couple months, and man, it came right back. Wow. Same thing happened right back and just went. So I was like, all right, maybe my mind's not ready for it yet. So I had to jump back on it. Isn't that crazy? Like, I literally tested myself to see, because I hate being on drugs. You know, sure. I hate it. I like everything natural. That's why meditation was a big part of my life. It was healthy, but it wasn't. I felt like there was a chemical imbalance or something. I could not get rid of anxiousness. I didn't know why I was anxious. I have a, you know, my job's pretty cush now. I got it pretty clean where it's like, I can, it's running, not necessarily itself, but you know, it's running nicely and doing great. I just was getting anxious for no apparent reason, could not figure it out. I need a little help.
See, I think that's pretty cool. That actually ties into a part of the FAIR model that we had talked about earlier, and that's accepting yourself where you are in your journey. And sometimes, you know, especially as men, we have this bulletproof mentality that, hey, I'm fine, I'll figure it out. And that's why a lot of us jump into alcohol or drugs or chasing something, you know, outside of a relationship or whatever, just to pretty much just get out of our own noise and our own feelings, whether it's anxiety, whether it's anxiousness, whether it's just mental pain. And a lot of us sit there. I love the fact, and the reason I wanted to bring you on is the thing that's beautiful about what you're saying is you weren't just jumping to some conclusion of what you needed. You were really trying. No different than you did with Boss Man. You really tested the ingredients to create the perfect product. You're doing the same thing, and you're continuing to test daily. The fact that you even checked to see, hey, do I still need the Lexapro? I think it's beautiful. The fact that you didn't throw away the meditation, and you think that's a significant part. You still stick with healthy eating. You're still sticking with the weight workouts and going to the gym. I think that's something we can all take heed in, because quite honestly, I think that a lot of the Eastern mindset, Eastern medicine that we try to find is incredible, but it doesn't always solve everything. And the same with Western medicine. We can't take a pill to solve all our problems. So I think having you on here is amazing because you're willing to try something even though it didn't feel right and it's helped you. I also want to share with our listeners a little bit about what kind of meditation were you doing? Because it was giving you some help. What specifically were you doing?
Well, you know, at first I was mostly doing it for, you know, relaxation, trying to decompress from that anxiety and, or I hate saying anxiety, from my anxiousness. I really don't have anxiety. I've had one anxiety attack my whole life. So it's not like I was anxiety. I was anxious. So I was doing meditation mostly to kind of relax from that anxiousness. And it was helping, you know, and that's what I was doing probably the first, you know, 6 months of pure meditation. And it was helping. It would soothe it down a little bit. And that's about, you know, where I was getting. So, but, you know, after I kind of figured out this is about where it's going to go, I jumped in a little bit deeper into meditation for manifestation. I would practice manifesting things through my meditations, things that I wanted. I was also meditating to release from stresses in life, things going on. So I was actually accepting what problems I had in my life through my meditation. I mean, I literally cry in meditation, physically cry during my meditations and stuff like that. That's kind of all. I had meditation going good for a while. And I just do it in minor meditation now. Lexapro's got me sitting right, but I was doing meditation for all sorts. You can do it for all sorts of stuff, man. Guided meditation helps you a lot. If you ever, there's a couple guys I can refer you to, but yeah,
who do you recommend?
Joe Tracy, I think TRACEY. Joe Tracy's a really good one.
Okay,
check him out on YouTube.
What about some of the Deepak? Do you like any of them?
I love them. Yeah, I do like Deepak, but Tracy is more of like a strictly guided. He's going to get you into the first 25 minutes of where you need to be. You're going to, you know, think about your feet going, blah, blah, blah. He's going to get you there. But once he gets you there, he can push you into, you know, if you have a problem with accepting yourself or you're having a problem with finding love. I was giving up on finding love type situation. I was doing it for that. You know, I was like meditating, manifest, like a woman, you know. I was doing it for all sorts of stuff. So it was great. I need to jump back into it.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's
you
good.
Do it for all sorts of things, man. It's a very helpful tool.
The cool thing that I'm hearing too, and it's one of the things I've noticed with you, is always embracing a growth mindset. I never see you think that you're there. whatever you're doing, I was like, oh, what's next? And I think there's a fine line for people to understand that we do want to live in the moment and embrace and know that now is everything. It's the present because it's a gift. But at the same time, we want to make sure while we're living in that now, we want to make sure that we're preparing for tomorrow. And that growth mindset to know that tomorrow's going to be a new day. So whatever today brought, it's going to change. And there's a beauty in that. There's a beauty in that growth. So it's fun to hear you talk about the fact that you've got your meditation, you've got Lexapro to help kind of take the edge off, but you still feel like you're not taking anything. And then, of course, weights and healthy eating. What else do you think that you can start doing to continue that growth?
Oh, man.
I took a hiatus on art, so I think my art is going to be my next, where I'm jumping back into it heavily. So I think that's kind of where Boss Man, it's running nice and smooth, so got a little time where I can actually think I'm going to be able to paint and take art to my next level and see if I can take my art into another dimension past what I've been doing my entire life. So that's kind of my next, of course, I'm always trying to grow Boss Man. I got deodorant coming out. I've got shampoo, conditioner coming. I'm always doing that kind of stuff. But as far as like self-growth, I think my art is going to be a tool. I just bought a house. I got an art studio now. So it's time. I think that's my next in my life too. That and, you never know. I might fall in love sometime. I've been single for a long time. So it's time to I'm finding myself. And I think another growth is actually releasing myself to another person, which I'm very bad about doing. I'm very bad about opening myself. I've been single a very long time. So I think it's time I've got my life kind of not in control, but in a place where I can, give myself to somebody else. So that might be another thing where I can kind of experience growth and take that to a next level, because I'm not getting any younger.
So here's a question for you. And, as a coach, because I've, had clients that we've talked about relationship growth and getting into relationships. One of the first questions I ask anybody before they're taking that step is your cup filled? And would you be a great individual with or without the other person? And are they in the same space? Because anytime a relationship starts, if you haven't filled up your cup first, that means you're going to look for extrinsic value and you're not really in a space of full self-nurture and self-love. Are you in that space?
I am. I feel like I am now. Yeah, I was not back in my bar owning days. Not at all. I mean, we're all younger, having fun anyways. You don't need to be with anybody through that madness. So, but yeah, I feel like I'm getting pretty close now. That me getting that house was a big step. So yeah, I think I'm getting pretty close to where I could. Yeah.
And I think, I see a lot of people go to relationship coaches or, get on Match or, I don't know what half of these things are. I'm married, but you hear people talking about it, so that they've got whatever their dating agencies or online apps or whatever are. So many of them are looking for something that's a quick fix, but to not look inwards first, you're never going to have a good outward experience because, I think you can already see this and feel it. The minute you fall in love with yourself and you're in a space where you realize that your art's incredible, regardless of whether anybody likes it, you realize that Boss Man is an amazing creation, regardless of when anybody likes it. And your bars were something that you created regardless. Now, again, we need the rewards financially to keep these things open.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that's frustrating, I think. But at the end of the day, when you really fall in love with what you're doing, what you're bringing, and maybe not even fall in love with what you're doing, fall in love with the fact that you're being you.
Yeah, I think that attracts.
Yeah.
That's very attracting, honestly.
Yeah. And I think what happens is you're going to organically attract the same energy. And once that happens, man, you'll probably throw away the Lexapro. There'll be no anxious.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Maybe a female will be my
Lexapro.
My future Lexapro.
Do you think there will be Lexi? You got to start looking for a Lexi.
That'd be cool.
If this happens,
I know a couple. I'm staying away.
That's awesome. Well, it's very cool. So I love the fact that you're really challenging yourself nonstop. Regardless, you're moving forward. You're finding ways to balance yourself, psychologically, emotionally. And I know a lot of our listeners are in the same boat. And I think it's cool that you're seeing they're seeing some of the outward successes, even though you're experiencing a lot of the same struggles that they are. And one thing too, I want to bring up a couple times. You, myself, or anybody who has had any mental difficulties, we all tend to say, well, my issue's not that bad. It's only a little bit of this. And here's the thing. Everything's relative. If you're not able to perform at 100%, even there's only 10% of you that doesn't feel right, human nature is to hyper-focus on that 10%. Until we're feeling just kind of clear and clean, especially if you're putting the work in, it can be super frustrating. So don't discount, you know, how you feel when there's a little bit of anxiousness. Yeah. Because what you call a little, somebody else might call a lot. Somebody else might call nothing.
Yeah.
It's real. Your issues are real. You're overcoming them. You're working through them. And that's beautiful. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, I guess my biggest advice, you know, through all my, I guess this podcast, it would be all these things that I've ever had issues with or wanted in life. But as far as like the issues, I reach out. Always reach out. There's no reason to like try to figure shit out on your own. You're not going to figure it out. You got to like reach out to friends, doctors, whoever it may be, man. I wouldn't have figured out Lexapro if it wasn't for my friend. I'm sure I would have gone to a doctor and take 5 other different ones that I didn't even freaking, that didn't work because none of the other ones did. So if I didn't reach out to a friend and talk to friends and like, and just, you know, almost like release yourself, you know, and need to with women. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like just give yourself out there, put yourself out there and actually, you know, get the advice. I mean, I'll give you a really good, for instance, of putting yourself out there. Like I was having troubles with Boss Man big time. My business was scaling, but I didn't know what I was scared. I didn't know what the heck to do. You know what I mean? So I really needed some help. So, you know, I put myself out there on Facebook.
That's where we met.
Yeah.
We sat down and had coffee.
And I was like, man, I need some help scaling. And a friend of a friend put my business partner in front of me. And now he's hit it off. And he's one of the smartest people I know. And man, we were just pumping it, killing it now. So it's like, just for anything you need, if you need advice, if you're struggling with anything, put it out there. Because otherwise, if it's not in the earth and out there, if you don't put it out there, it's just going to sit inside of you and create anxious.
And you know what's interesting with that too? That's literally the L in love, is listening to your intuitive self. So your intuitive self told you that you needed some help. There's something that wasn't right, whether it was with the need of, you know, adjusting your anxiety or your anxiousness, whether it was scaling your business to the next level. Regardless, when we listen to our intuitive self, those people show up. But part of that, and I love what you brought in there too, is just because you listen to your intuitive self doesn't mean that everyone's going to show up. If I sit in my closet listening to my intuitive self, no angel's going to come knock on my door. Mm-hmm. But if I do it and I put myself out there and take action to say, I've heard myself, I've heard my needs, I acknowledge where I want to be, those angels, whether it's a business partner or a friend who suggests a certain pill or whatever, those people will show up.
Yeah.
So that advice is flawless. Any last thing you want to add?
I mean, on the same thing on that, I know it sounds cheesy, but don't be afraid to use social media. Like reach out. So that is a huge platform to like, I'll ask somebody where I can get some drawers or something, you know, anything like use social media would be one of my, I use social media so much with questions with friends. It's just, there's an outpour of people that want to help, you know, and not only want to help, just have advice. So I'd say use that a lot. That's my last thing. Other than that, no, man, I thank you for having me on at all. You know,
well, tell me a little bit more. Let's finish up this.
Yeah.
Tell everybody who's listening how they can find Boss Man products.
Oh, cool. BossManBrand.com or BossManBrands.com. We're on Amazon Prime. We have a couple scents in Whole Foods, but I recommend the site or Amazon better. Yeah, well, we're expanding, man. We're moving into shaving. We have all sorts of stuff, but not only beards. So we have this awesome soap for your hair, for your body, everything. So we have products for everything. So go check out BossManBrand.com.
Very cool. Bossman Brand or Brands?
Both. Okay. I own both, so it's going to take it.
And then the last thing, how do they find out about some of your art? Any place they can see that?
CondonConcepts.com. CONDON Concepts. CondonConcepts.com.
Very cool. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for being on. Love you, brother. And
you too, man.
It was great having you here.
Thank you. Cool.
Take care, man.
This episode of The Awakening You is brought to you by the Speaking to the Heart Podcast Network. If you'd like to experience our interactive show notes for this episode, we invite you to visit us at speakingtotheheart.org.
The Oregon College Savings Plan can help you support your kid's future career as a teacher.
Airplane driver? No, their career as a hairstyle designer. As a dinosaur doctor? Oh, their future job as a windmill builder? No, an ice cream taster? You know what? We just don't know what they want to be yet. But while they figure it out and dream big, we're here to help you save for what comes next, whatever that may be. Learn more at OregonCollegeSavings.com.
Support for this episode is brought to you by Mrs. Myers. A delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Myers, everything we make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived ingredients, our cleaning products work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. So bring a little bit of the outside inside your four walls and bask in the wonder of a garden from the comfort of home. Mrs. Myers, rooted in goodness. Shop now at MrsMyers.com.